Hello, welcome to another episode of the Menswear Style Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Brooker, and today on the show, I'm talking to Keelan Boyle. He is the co-founder of the brand Others, and Others is a very interesting concept, and I think Keelan is going to explain it a lot better than me, but I'm just going to give you the thumbnail sketch. Others is a new multi-sensory digital wellness experience with a 360 degrees fusion of scent, sound, technology, and science to biomechanically retune, bringing you back to center. Hey, brilliant. Well, listen, it's an app, it's a fragrance, it's philosophy, it's all the good things that you need in your life to kind of make you a better human being, basically. But I think Keelan is going to best describe this in his own words, so I'm going to hang it over to him. Keelan Boyle, the co-founder of Others.
We started Others kind of just back before the pandemic hit, or before we kind of even knew what Others, COVID even was, even the word. It's been a journey to get to this point. Others is an interesting brand that's been developing in real time, you could say, over the past 3 years, as the world's kind of been shifting and kind of changing relatively quick. And Others is a space. It's a brand that does more than one thing. We are essentially a wellness brand that offers products as well as an app. And what we've done is we've combined in our first product, which is fusing the idea of scent and sound, two powerful kind of entities on their own, that we've kind of joined together to create this kind of dual intervention, if you like. The scents themselves are functional fragrances, which we've designed to have a functional benefit, if you like. One is to help relax and calm, and the other one is to help focus and create kind of flow state. Each one's backed by science. We run a neuroscience study to show how the effects of these work on the brain through the olfactory receptors of the brain. This combined with sound, which is all housed on our app, creates an experience that's a lot more multi-sensory. And essentially, when you purchase these functional fragrances that you can wear, or you can also use as kind of a daily ritual practice. So if you ever practice meditation in the morning, you can use this functional scent along with the app to create a kind of whether it's a 10-minute experience, using breath work, meditation, sound, and scent all combined together. So, that's kind of the long-winded kind of introduction.
That's a lot to take in, but also, I mean, really interesting, because I don't think I've heard of something like this before, where you can kind of try and fuse a lot of the senses to achieve the same goal. I mean, especially with scent, I think. So perhaps we can just start there. Would you mind talking us through the starting steps of how you kind of got from A to B, idea to execution?
100%. Yeah. So, I mean, my background was, we'll talk about scent first, but my background was as a music producer. So I'll link that on in a moment. But the reason why I kind of was interested in the power of scent was I was actually living quite a busy lifestyle myself for a number of years, working in the city, traveling a lot. But I noticed that I was finding less and less time to actually kind of take care of my own well-being. I was never really one for meditating, breath work, all of that. I always put it on the back burner. And I realized that what could I do in my day, or what am I doing every day that I'm doing subconsciously that could kind of be turned into a bit of a benefit or a window of time that I could use and be more mindful. So I was thinking about my sort of program every morning. I woke up, you know, you get up, get out of bed, sometimes fall out of bed, especially with two young kids, and have a shower, you get ready, you get washed, you get changed, and you spray aftershave before you leave the door. And that moment of, you know, that act of kind of spraying every day, I'm doing this every day as much as I'm brushing my teeth. I wonder if scent could have more of an impact or more of a use rather than just smelling good, for other people, whether it could be turned inward and used as a tool. And that kind of set me off on the path to really sort of dive deep into what actually scent can do, and how it can benefit us, given that most people use it every day and it's kind of on them all day.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually, just to jump in there. So like you brush your teeth, you have a wash, everything is kind of geared around health for you. So you want to brush your teeth. You're not just doing that for the guy behind the newsagent stand. You know, you want to have good teeth. But spraying cologne is perhaps the one thing that we do for other people that's a selfless act. It's almost like the most altruistic act we could do. It's like, well, this is my gift to you. I'm going to smell pretty good in your presence. No need to thank me, but we'll just, you know, just the one thing that you can do for other people is smell.
That's it, yeah. And I mean, it's interesting over, like, you know, over history, the kind of the uses of scent has shifted and changed and been, you know, remolded. You know, originally, you know, it was used a lot back in the day for like medicinal purposes, for ceremonies, for rituals. If you go back through lots of different cultures, there's many different ways in which scent's kind of adopted and used. So what we're trying to do is kind of reform the way we think about using scent, and the idea that you've got this kind of physical aspect. It's a reminder. It's like a tangible reminder that every time you spray this, to think a bit more mindfully. And that could be as easy as just then, you know, walking out the door and putting the headphones on, loading the other's app, and allowing the sound aspect to kind of, you know, kind of carry you on your way to the tube station, you know, rather than just scrambling out the door and running. And that's kind of, it's almost like trying to find these quick hacks to build in those habits and those routines to then adopt a more of a mindful lifestyle. Because it's hard. The challenge is always to try and keep up with, you know, your mental health, which is a challenge in itself, you know, to find the time to do it.
So I guess with the app, the audio version might fall into your wheelhouse. I'm guessing you're kind of doing a lot of that, as in terms of you're producing the music and the sounds, and that might come more naturally to you, or a lateral move at least. But making and creating the scents, did you have any background knowledge about that going in, other than just, you know, using your personal scents in your own life?
To be very honest, no. My world was very much sound orientated. But as I started looking into scent, I started uncovering that there's a lot of similarities between kind of how scent works and how sound works. They're both kind of these facilitators that are opening kind of doors into emotion and, you know, optimization and kind of the different kind of pathways that it triggers through the brain, and this idea of kind of reforming habits and stuff like that. So it's it was really much a learning process for several months to really dive deep and work with a lot of experts and knew a lot more than me about scent, to then kind of guide the journey of developing the scent and the process.
Right. I mean, with the scent, I would imagine, so how I combine what I think is already an experience on your app, how I try and do that in my own life is maybe the missus might spray a little bit of lavender on the pillow, and I've got one of these cozy head masks where I listen to rain effectively to try and doze off, which is a lot different from like rain on the street pavement or rain on the oceans. I'm a sucker for rainforest rain. that can just knock me to sleep. But the actual I kind of have a little bit of lavender and bloody blah, it's all set up for me that way. But I guess you're making something as an experience for people to be awake and conscious and mindful going forward, rather than dozing off and falling asleep. Or maybe you can tell me.
Yeah. So a lot of the approach in the content that we've created to kind of partner with these scent and sound experiences, obviously they're sound derived. So there's soundscapes that we've created. And the idea behind this, or the philosophy really behind it, is that, you know, we too often run away from difficult emotions. You know, it's something we just inherently do as humans. It's like we want to just be happy all the time and sort of suppress the negative feelings, which can work sometimes in our favor, but it's usually just a short-term kind of fix. And what Others really stands for is trying to get go a layer deeper. So a lot of the content we've got is there for you to kind of sit and learn to kind of understand and process emotions that we all feel day to day. Like, it's impossible to run away from stress all the time. You know, a little bit of stress is good. Constant state of stress is probably not so good. But these kind of anxieties and these different emotions are stuff that we always will have in one shape or another. So the more comfortable we can get with them, I think the more emotionally resilient we become. So all of the content and the way in which we sort of suggest meditating or suggest experiencing this is to, yeah, be more conscious, be more mindful of the full spectrum of emotions. So some of the categories in the app are, you know, music created for deep thought, music created for creative block, music for, you know, kind of imposter syndrome when you're having those moments. And the idea is that we keep building these sort of quite unique categories of music to allow people to connect to these relatable kind of feelings. But as well as that, we also, you know, we cater for things like sleep, for you know, morning routines of just optimization. It's a full spectrum, really.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Are you thinking of broadening other categories out within the app? Maybe, I know, like philosophical podcasts or life affirming maxims that you need to say in front of the mirror before you leave the house each day.
For sure. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, all of our content is very, I'd say it's raw, it's approachable, it's honest. And I'm hoping that it's relatable. You know, we have a lot of different types of content. So we have all these soundscapes libraries that I just mentioned, as well as a whole section for breath work, which is something I've been doing a lot over the last couple of years. This particular breath work actually focuses more on breath holds rather than, you know, breath counts. Mm-hmm. Again, it's sort of to challenge and to sort of build that resilience to anxiety as a long-term benefit, as well as a short-term benefit of reducing stress. The other section is this kind of philosophical narrative-led series, which is somewhere in between a podcast, audiobook, and meditation series that takes you through this journey, looking at different topics such as identity, meaning, you know, independence. So it's really, the app is a toolbox for, I guess, kind of just training yourself to be a better, more resilient, optimized version of yourself that can thrive in today's quite chaotic world, something we all need.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's interesting you touched on the breathing there. That was one thing that I found. I used to have real trouble with claustrophobia, but not in so much like small rooms or small buildings. It would be if I was in the cinema and I was in the middle row and I couldn't like get out quickly. I'd have to kind of run over people's legs, like, you know, like you're doing soccer practice, like when you have to go through car tires. That's what you have to do when you're in the middle row, right, trying to get out of your seat. So I would actually just feel very, very anxious and have all this kind of sweat build up, and breathing was the first thing that I actually started to do to get around that, where if you feel like you can just get through the first 5 minutes and you just focus on breathing, you probably won't even count 5 minutes. You'll be done by the minute one and two, and then the rest you might enjoy the film or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And also, if you take yourself out of the equation a lot of the times, like if you imagine you kind of have this big broad view where you're looking at yourself from overhead and there's not just you in the room, there's like a thousand people and you can't even see you, you're a dot and it's insignificant. You feel like, well, I'm putting all this unnecessary weight of the world on my shoulders. Whereas if you kind of just take yourself out of the equation and go, well, it doesn't really matter if I throw up right here, what's the worst that's going to happen? It doesn't really matter if people just say, oh, that's inconvenient, you're getting me out of my seat. Do you know what I mean? I think people are so in their own head a lot of the time. And kind of culminates to like this anxiety and this unnecessary stress that people put themselves through on a daily basis. But
Just that's it. And we all do it, myself included. And that's kind of what led me to this journey, that I've always been such a, I mean, most people can relate, I'm sure. But yeah, I always was sort of one, I was a bit of an introvert, and, you know, just had a lot of anxieties about kind of just, when I look back, like pointless things, but at the time they were really big things. And I think it's just a, you know, it's the more you look into those things and analyze them, the more you understand them and learn to kind of overcome them. But I think there's definitely a big sort of problem we've got collectively with this kind of social anxiety, this kind of world that we live in, which is very fast paced, and trying to find your place in it all is a big challenge. And yeah, we carry a lot of weight around with us all the time. And, you know, breathing does remind us to just be present and to sit with the self. And when you combine that with the philosophy that we kind of have within the app and the scent element of it, it really creates this experience that feels a bit more, you know, quite more profound than just if you were to do each thing independently. And I don't know if you've ever heard about Pavlov's theory, you know, with the dog and the bell, where they
tell me that.
We run an experiment, and I can't remember exactly what year they've done this, but it's like a famous kind of study where they tested sort of reactions on a dog by ringing a bell. And every time the dog heard the bell, it ran to the bell, and they'd give it some meat, and the dog would salivate on the way. And they kept doing this continuously. And
I have heard of this, but yeah, sorry, Karen. Yeah, I know.
That's it. Yeah, and then eventually, they, you know, they took the meat away and they rang the bell, but the dog still salivated because he associated, you know, he'd almost built the connections that relates to that, and that means that's the output is me salivating. So reason I bring that up is because with the scent, it's almost, if we're looking at trying to, I guess the goal of trying to retrain our behavior to our own sort of understanding of the self and like our the mental health crisis that we're going into, this idea that the scent acts as almost that piece, and the sound. So when you eventually, you know, develop those particular behaviors through this ritual over a period of time, then eventually when you're carrying around that scent with you, you won't need to be doing the practices, you won't need to be doing the deep work, because your brain will have already built that association to the scent to allow you to sit in that kind of place of like contentment and peace.
So it's kind of muscle memory for the brain that will connect and remember what's going on with the scent, and what's going on with like those affirmations of calm and peace.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just kind of essentially rewiring our brains, if you like. It's this kind of biohacking approach of, you know, retraining our behavior through the sort of scent, sound element, the sensory elements that we put together.
You know, that Pavlov's theory you mentioned, how I've heard of it, I don't know if you watch The Office, the American version of The Office.
Yes.
So one of the guys there, he's sitting opposite Dwight, I think his name, I forget the other guy's name, but he hits something on his computer and it makes a sound like an email ping. And each time he does it, he reaches over the desk and gives Dwight some gum, right? And he does this theory like for about 2 weeks, keeps hitting the ping and then offers the gum. And then one day he hits the ping, but doesn't offer the gum, but Dwight just instantly puts his hand out.
I recall the episode. I think I've seen it as a kind of GIF or something recently.
Kind of that, right? And then he's like scratching around his mouth and he's kind of drooling for some kind of fix. But yeah, so that's that's how I've heard of that. That's really interesting. So how do people access the app? Is it something that you pay for on subscription, or do you get the app free and then pay for the scents? So what's the payment gateway?
Yeah, so currently the app itself is only accessible when you purchase one of the fragrances. They come, each fragrance comes with 6 months subscription. And the reason we sort of chose 6 months is because the bottles are 50 milliliters. So we kind of based it on a ratio of how many times we expect people to averagely use the fragrance. And the app kind of would cater for that. But we are in the process of, which goes back to your other question about more content and what are we doing, what's the plan. We are building out the app to cater for a lot more content, a variety of content, and we plan to very soon release the app as a standalone to allow people to access this without a kind of, you know, having to, you know, reach for the product, you know, because obviously it retails at £90, and you know, we want people to access this app in a large scale. So we, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're here to add to society and to add and help us where we can, as many people as we can. So yeah, we are looking at releasing that in the coming months.
Interesting. Well, listen, how many people have you got going on in the team that's building content around the app?
Yeah, I mean, we have a really amazing team, and that's, to be honest, the heart of what Others is. I mean, it's kind of a brand built on people. That's why we kind of called it Others. And we're lucky enough to be working with some really fascinating people and thinkers. So we have Alex Ebert, who's the kind of voice of the app. He's created the Ponder content, which is all of this philosophical narrative series. And then we work with a range of music producers from around the world, some in Italy, some in America, some in the UK. And the team's building all the time. So yeah, there's a lot more collaborations to come and in the pipeline that are very exciting. Also, we work with Max Cooper, who's kind of a well-known international DJ and music producer that I was always a very big fan of. So to be working with him on this startup project, it was really amazing. And yeah, I mean, there's a small team of us behind that are running the kind of day-to-day, tight-knit team of people, writers, you know, collaborators, thinkers, driving the ship.
Great. Well, an exciting venture, and the ship can be found over at others.co, I believe is the website. And
yeah, right? Nice and simple, others.co, and you can find out more there. And also we post a lot of content on our Instagram, a lot of kind of short films and thought-provoking content that yeah, you can go and check others_co on Instagram.
I'm heading there now. That's good stuff. Brilliant. Keelan, thanks so much for taking time out, and really exciting project. It's certainly something I'm going to be needing for the next few months. I might even give it to my neighbor upstairs as a little peace offering.
Well, yeah, we hope you find it useful. I mean, it's a pleasure to be chatting to you, and thanks for having me on the show.
You've been listening to the Menswear Style podcast. Be sure to head over to menswearstyle.co.uk for more menswear content, and email info@menswearstyle.co.uk if you would like to be a future guest on the show. Finally, please help support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast. Until next time.